This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Tommy McKee. Hours away from taking office, President-elect Joe Biden plans to issue several executive orders after taking the oath. More from AP's Sagar Magani.
Among other things, Biden will reverse President Trump's bid to leave the Paris Climate Accord and cancel his travel ban on visitors from several predominantly Muslim countries. He's also planned reversal of Trump immigration policies, aiming to release a sweeping bill today with a goal of giving an eight-year path to citizenship for some 11 million people living in the U.S. without legal status.
That's AP correspondent Sagar Magani. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says President Trump provoked the Capitol siege on January 6th. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
It was a remarkable statement from the Senate Republican leader.
The mob was fed lies.
On the floor of the U.S. Senate, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell laid blame on President Donald Trump for the deadly riot at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th.
They were provoked by the president and other powerful people.
McConnell's remarks came on Trump's last full day in office, and as St. Anselm College's Chris Galdieri notes, in advance of a second Senate impeachment trial for Trump.
My guess all along has been that Mitch McConnell really holds the outcome of that trial in his hands.
The House impeached Trump last week on a single charge, incitement of insurrection. Mike Gracia, Washington.
U.S. President Donald Trump bid farewell in a video address from the White House Tuesday, saying he took on the tough battles, the hardest fights, the most difficult choices, because that's what you elected me to do. Closing out his presidency, Mr. Trump leaves behind a polarized America where thousands are dying daily from the COVID-19 pandemic. The economy is badly damaged and political violence has surged. This is VOA News.